A new month brings new events to the Granite State, and with that in mind, we've brought in Erica Thoitz from New Hampshire Magazine to kind of give us a preview, a rundown of what we can look forward to in the coming weeks here in New Hampshire. Hi.
Hi.
I guess we've got festival fever this month.
We sure do. It's a full month.
Wow, there's a lot going on, and it's happening all over the state.
Yeah, it is. This is one of those months where you can go from the top to the bottom of the state and never run out of things to do.
All right, let's start at the top.
Let's do that. In Colebrook, the North Country Moose Festival is getting underway. It's the end of the month. It's the 23rd and the 24th. And yeah, there's a lot of moose celebration going on. Mm-hmm. There's a moose calling competition, which I think will be really fun to experience in person. But they've also got live music, crafts, wagon rides, a classic car show, you know, all that festival stuff going on.
Right. And if you've ever had visitors come from out of state and ask you, how can I see a moose? I suppose your best bet is to go to the Moose Festival.
I think this is probably a good place to start, yes.
Okay. All right. So that's happening up in Colebrook Country. What else is happening up north?
So this weekend, it's the 10th annual Jericho ATV Festival. And I don't know if many people have been, you know, maybe from the southern part of the state, but it's been going on for 10 years. That's a long time.
And they've got a big trail system.
They do. It's huge. I mean, just miles and miles of trails. It's just fantastic. And it's really fun. They have all sorts of competitions and events. And even if you don't want to ride ATVs, you know, you should go check it out.
Check out the scene.
Exactly.
Well, it's been so hot, Erica. Maybe you want to head to the beach. What do you have on your list for that?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a great kids event, too. The Hampton Beach Children's Festival is from the 12th through the 16th. Just all sorts of fun things for kids to do at the beach.
As if the beach isn't fun enough for the kids.
Exactly. Why would not, you know, take it up a couple notches for them?
What can they do?
There's music. There's magicians. There's all sorts of fun things going on for them. There's a parade, which is just unbelievably adorable that you can have your kid in. It's just a really fun time for families.
Okay. So every month that we talk, Erica, there are two constants. We talk about something to do with the family, and then we talk about something to do with mom and dad need a drink.
Yeah, and a babysitter, maybe.
Yeah.
So the Gate City Brew Fest and Wing Competition's coming up on the 17th. That's at Holman Stadium in Nashua. So, you know, it's not just drinking. There's food, too. You can, you know, get your fill of wings and vote for your favorites while enjoying a frosty beverage.
Yeah, beer and wings, summertime, goes together. What else do you have on your list of festivals?
So if you want to perhaps maybe run off some of these calories, I mean, you know, a 5K might help you.
Some people might want to. I don't know.
I'm not one of those people. But there's the Boot Scootin' 5K and Brewfest in Londonderry on the 17th as well. So dueling festivals here.
Okay.
So one for the more, you know, athletic-minded, one for the just, I want to eat and drink.
Okay. So if you want to feel like you're going to, like you said, work off the calories, you can do some, I assume this is country music.
It is country music. Okay. I don't know what clued you in there, but yes, it is definitely country music. They're going to have food, obviously beer, and you can, you know, choose to run the 5K or not.
So I sense another theme building here, and it's food at these festivals.
Yes. So what does August scream to you? I don't know. Chili, perhaps?
For some people, it might.
For some people.
Any excuse.
Hot, I guess.
Any excuse.
Yeah. Actually, my boss, Rick Broussard from the magazine, is going to be judging here. So you can go say hello as he stuffs his face with all the chili.
That's a tough gig, but I guess somebody has to do it.
Yeah, it's the Fire on the Mountain Chili Fest. It takes place at Pat's Peak in Henniker, and that is coming up on August 18th. It's a great event. You can eat your fill of chili, vote for your favorites. They have a People's Choice Award as well as the Judge's Choice.
Okay, and just, you know, a disclaimer right here, a public service announcement. As with all chili fests, moderation is the key.
Yeah, I think it's the same rules for brewfests.
Yeah, pace yourself.
Yeah,
yourself.
For sure. So,
all right. So we got something for if you're an ATV enthusiast, moose enthusiast. If you're on the look for a moose, something for the kids at the beach. We've got beer. We've got wings. We've got chili. What else do you have on your list? Anything else to finish up the month of August?
Sure. So, you know, if you're looking to maybe chill out a little bit and relax, the Cochico Arts Fest is going on in Dover, and there are all sorts of series in this. There's music, there's kids events, but there's also the dinner and a movie series that takes place outside.
Oh, okay.
Which is really fun. Night falls, the movie comes on, it's warm, it's great. So August 13th, they're doing Crocodile Dundee, which is just delightful. I love that. And August 27th, you can explain to kids what this meant. You've got mail.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how things age.
Indeed. Yeah. But I think they're both going to be really fun.
Fun blast from the past to see outside under the stars. Okay, so we're going to have a link to all of these events at our website, nhpr.org. Erica Thoits from New Hampshire Magazine, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, you're very welcome.